Take another deep breath. Allow the coherency that is part of this massive cosmic pillar to instantly integrate into all parts of yourself. Now, as we begin the next part of this activation, feel yourself as you are present in one unified massive holograph of unity and love consciousness. This is not only a cosmic pillar, but at a later date, it will be expanded into a universal pillar of Christ consciousness light. This one universal pillar will remain in the center point of the pink diamond for eternity. As Metatron, I have stepped forward from the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, the Order of Melchizedek, and the White Brotherhood. We join you in unity to represent all that is and the prime directive for this gathering. We now position each cosmic pillar at a specific point in the base cube. The first pillar of the four cosmic pillars began its activation on 11-11-11. This signaled and facilitated the return of the Christed Matrix to the Earth. It wasn't functioning at that time. It has increased its light frequency since 2011. And is now placed in the northern point of the base cubic diamond. The second cosmic pillar, which is now activating at this very moment, you are magnetically drawn from the center of the pink diamond in the cosmic light pillar, which contains the individual human light pillar, as well as the imprints of the sacred name of Source. The cosmic light pillar is now magnetized and drawn to the south position of the cubic base diamond, where it is stably placed. The third pillar, which signals the gradual return of Christ consciousness, was activated on December the 21st of this year. It is brought forth through human creators and signals the gradual ascension of humanity and the earth. The Aquarian Age energetics provides the freedom to alter dense, distorted creations, bringing creation into a different dimensional sequence based in unity and the element of love. This pillar is placed in the east point of the base cubic diamond. The fourth pillar energies create the momentum and the equilibrium energetic power to close the door to the Piscean Age and all of its third and fourth dimensional imprints to a new appropriate sequence of the original cubic function. This is happening now, this day, as we gather. The fourth pillar is now positioned at the west point of the cubic base diamond. Take a deep breath. Notice how you are part of this massive activation. Another deep breath. Activation and placement of the four light pillars at the points of the base of the distorted cube, which is now rotated to become a diamond, provides an ease in the base cube to receive the influence needed from the pink diamond. Caution must be taken at this time to move slowly so as to be the creative measure of change rather than a destructive force. The north, south, east, west, and west pillars do not spin at this time. These four pillars begin to generate a fifth dimensional time sequence to replace the third and fourth dimensional time sequence. This begins to produce a magnetic flow to become active in the base cube. This magnetic flow begins to further become magnetized to the pink diamond. It starts to slowly match the slow rotation of the pink diamond, but in a counterclockwise movement. Take a deep breath. Be conscious of your position in the cosmic pillar, representing the human creator in form, in unity and love consciousness. Another deep breath. Observe and witness as the base cube begins to draw from and mimic the slow rotation of the pink diamond. As the base cube is magnetized into conjunction with the pink diamond, the transference of the element of love and the state of unity has begun at a very basic level. The pink diamond can now very slowly begin to influence the function of the distorted base cube. This opens a pathway for the original cube that will become active at a later time to begin to open. This pathway will become much more active at a later time sequence, so that it begins to transmit to the original cube, to the base cube that was distorted. And when it starts to draw from the original cube to the base cube, many things will change. But for now, just getting movement in that base cube and beginning to be influenced by the magnitude of the energetics and the light streaming from the pink diamond is quite enough for the earth to assimilate and for all humans, regardless of state of consciousness, can easily absorb. You have been the witness, as well as the actual human that is transmitting the energies to make these changes. Recognize this and the power that you hold as a Christed being who is capable of staying in that element of love and in the unity consciousness as you create personally, collectively, for various projects. Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment. Calm. Aware. Another deep breath. A lot has transpired, beloveds. This was a great service, a profound service that we asked you to participate in, knowing full well that the first download of energetics of this massive holograph would cause some confusion as you tried to integrate these massive light energies. But you showed us what we had expected. You were up to the task and you performed well. So now, beloveds, together, let us sit in this cosmic pillar, this holographic pillar, recognizing. We want you to recognize the beauty of your spirit. We want you to realize when you were created as spirit, you were created for this purpose. And now that beautiful spirit of yours communicates to your soul. So your soul begins to direct a more profound life experience as you move forward, gaining more consciousness, creating more light. Sit in this awareness with us for a moment. It is not often that you allow yourself this type of awareness of you, the beauty of you. So as a little parting gift, we Lords of Light extend to you the opportunity to see the beauty of what God created in each and every one of you, and the beauty and the massiveness of your group as a collective consciousness in service to the earth and to all humans. And in the beauty of this light, we will close this service for now. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.
Blessings.